Blog Talk Radio.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Rebecca. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
We'll start out with a weekly shout-out to the band that makes our intro music possible, the Moonshine Bandits. Love you guys. Check them out on iTunes. Well, welcome back to Def Conversations, broadcasting once again from the Def Con Sauces compound, located deep under a well-known Superfund site located here in the pestiferous paradise of New Jersey. We've got another interesting show on deck tonight with another great guest from the infernal land of hot sauce. Well, I found out a few days ago that our host, Brilliant Ideas, will no longer be hosting our show. They have a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and there just aren't enough hours in the day to get it all done. And we honestly wish them the best for the future. Now, with that being said, the show, Def Conversations, has really come a long way in like the past 10, 11 months. And I really don't want to fold up the tent on it. So it looks like I will be hosting my own show from now on. Woo! It's going to be a couple weeks to get everything kind of set up, but it should go smoothly. Let's see, I'd kind of never done anything like this before, but hey, that never stopped me. So stay tuned as this journey has only just begun. On the product front, the bottling of our hottest wing sauce yet is complete, and since the temperatures are starting to finally rise above freezing in the Northeast, it looks like you can finally get the pallet shipped up here from our friends at Endorphin Farms in Florida this week without the chance of freezing and exploding bottles. Life is good. As for the label, I put it out there for a bunch of amateur graphics people and see if they wanted to get some notoriety to send me the concept for the label and like that. Well, we had a lot of people that were initially interested, and we had a couple give us their concepts. I mean, I had given them each a packet of images to give them kind of an idea of what I was looking for, kind of a World War II propaganda-style poster. Well, none of the ideas were anywhere as close to what I kind of had in mind. I got more of a Pikachu versus Barney versus Homer Simpson labels. I don't know. I guess it would be an interesting concept for something, just not a DEF CON product. But not to worry, Maggie, the awesome wife unit, stepped up to the plate, and now we have it, and it will be sent to the print shop this week. This Evil Wing Sauce will be unveiled on April 25th at the 3rd Annual NYC Hot Sauce Expo in Brooklyn, New York. It will also be available online at the DEFCONSauces.com site that weekend as well. Nothing like a good mix of habanero, Trinidad, scorpion, and Carolina Reaper to get the juices flowing. As I said in the last show, there is a reason behind why we're releasing this new product. If you've been to the New York Hot Sauce Expo website, you'll see that we aren't doing our DEF CON Sauces Wing Eating Deathmatch this year. It was a huge hit last year, but it seems the corporate suits of Buffalo Wild Wings have decided they want the gig and dropped the deep pockets check to take my place. Well, yeah, I was a tad displeased seeing how well it went last year, but hey, welcome to real life. Well, here's where the new sauce unveiling comes in. The sauce is what we are going to be serving at the deathmatch this year. Well, if we can't use it, might as well sell it. So we've named it Curb Stomp for obvious reasons. The stuff is stupidly hot. Now, depending on how they sell at the show, who knows, we just might make it part of our permanent product line. So there's a little behind-the-scenes look at kind of what's going on with that. There will be plenty available online as well. Don't worry. The same date's unveiled at the show, like I said, April 25th, and only 12-ounce bottles will be available for this first run. Now, so what's also nice is that it seems Father Winter's lungs are finally freaking empty, and things are beginning to thaw out around here. That also means the annual farmers markets are right around the corner. By this time of the year, every year, I'm kind of jonesing to do markets on the weekends. I really enjoy doing the markets. You know, get outside, meet a bunch of people, have a few beers, make some money. I don't see a downside here. Well, we'll be doing the standard three we did last year, Metuchen and Allendale on alternating Saturdays, and Chester and now South Plainfield on alternating Sundays. We've added South Plainfield this year. It's a first-year market. We've had pretty good luck with first-year events in the past, so hopefully this one turns out well. And yes, to answer many of your emails, we are still going ahead with the launch of our first Zero Collectible in over 6 years, the Zero Batch number 6. We had a number of lengthy delays in getting everything engraved, printed, and videoed, and all the components will soon be assembled. I'll give a heads up when we are ready to launch. As I've said before, we're only making 66 of these little beasties, so if you want to score one and you're not on the mailing list, get on it. John@defconsauces.com. This little gem will be a great addition to your collection. Okay, our guest this evening, Here we go. Is Tom Bader from Volcanic Peppers. They got a ton of different products, and I'm looking forward to diving right into them. As happened on the last show, I hope we don't run out of time discussing their products, so I think it's best to get the show on the road. Welcome to Deaf Conversations, Tom. How you doing, man?
Not bad, but you can call me Tim.
I can call you Tim. Where do they call you? Tom. Oh, my goodness. Wow, vowels. Hey, we all got to deal with them. Vowels in life.
I'll answer almost anything.
Oh, God. Yeah, me too. I got a wife that calls me some names. I'd rather not repeat. I want to get this thing started because you got a bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes with you guys. As I ask everybody on the show, what got you into this industry?
It wasn't something I had planned. I've just always done gardening for personal use, you know, to make salsa or, you know, just because I love spicy food. And my youngest daughter, when she was about 10, that was 6 years ago, she helped me a lot in the garden, and she wanted to start selling some of our peppers and tomatoes and onions and, you know, the different produce that we grew. And so we, just for fun, we got a spot at the farmer's market, and we sold hot peppers and tomatoes and onions and whatever we were growing. And I just happened to be, it was the first year I added some of the super hots to my garden. So I was growing some ghost peppers, like the yellows and I don't remember all of them, but some different kinds of habaneros. And they all of a sudden on TV, they were talking about the ghost pepper. And, you know, we showed up one Saturday and we had a line of like 20 people waiting to, you know, buy our ghost peppers, and we sold out in the first hour, you know.
That is awesome.
So kind of just went from there, you know, just something fun to do with my daughter.
That's cool. And now you also get into smoking the peppers too, not physically, but I mean, putting them in a smoker and smoking them. And that's really, that really got you attention at the markets, I'd imagine.
That's exactly right. You know, we were just selling the peppers and one day I've always, love to smoke meat, pork butts or, you know, whatever. And I happened to be smoking a pork butt, and I threw I just threw them all in there, whatever leftover peppers I had. And cause I wasn't sure what I was going to do with them. So I smoked them, and I fell in love with the smoked, you know, habaneros. And, so I thought, you know, other people probably like this too. So I started smoke, and I actually smoked them for like 18 hours. I would dry.
Nice.
I went all the way to dry just by smoking them. And then I'd throw, you know, four or five in a bag, and I sold these little bags of smoked peppers to people. And they loved them. I mean, they kept coming back for them. So, you know, then I started crushing them and putting them in little spice jars. And, you know, they were very, very smoky and hot, and it just made me think Volcanic, and that's how Volcanic Peppers was born.
Well, there you go.
Smoked peppers. So.
And that's the kind of thing I like. I like finding out where, you know, the names of things came from. Because, I mean, I've been blown away by a couple of the guests that have been on here. You know, where they were. I never would have thought that. And that's kind of cool. You think volcano hot stuff. No, you went the other route. You know, it's smoky. It's hot. It's a volcano. Now,
<Right.
laughs> where are you guys based out of?
Based out of Omaha, Nebraska. My shop where I have my kitchen, where we make everything, is it's kind of a suburb outside of Omaha called Bellevue. There's also a big Air Force base there. That's where the magic happens.
So I shouldn't be complaining about the cold when I'm in Jersey. You're in freaking Nebraska. Like, I think you got me beat.
I think it got up to about 70 degrees today. But yeah.
Are you kidding? Oh, really? Yeah, I think we just started hitting 50, man. It's been like, you know, like 10,
yeah.
0, negative 3. It's been stupid around here for like the last month. It's driving me nuts.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a delay between the two of us, so we may be talking over each other every once in a while. Don't worry about it. I've dealt with this before. But what I want to do, you guys started up when? You're only a few years old, but you've really hit the ground running, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we started the farmer's market doing that about 6 years ago. I had my first sauce actually co-packed. It was a barbecue sauce that I made for my pulled pork. It was a recipe I've been making for a long time, and I got that made by Endorphin Farms. You're familiar with them. And Adam, so he made my first sauce, two versions of a barbecue sauce, one that was just had a little bit of smoked habanero, and then one that was, you know, rocket fuel hot, my hot scorpion barbecue. And so that's what we started with. We actually, I got the palette from him the day before, no, the day of leaving for ZestFest, my first show, that would have been 3 years ago, end of,
wow,
yeah, in 2012. So a little over 3 years ago. And I took the whole palette down to ZestFest. I'm like, I have no idea what's going to sell or how well it's, and you know, so I go down there with like 120 cases of barbecue sauce. You know, I didn't know what to expect. And I think I maybe sold 8 cases of barbecue sauce, and the rest of it was, but I sold tons of my volcano dust. We sold,
there you go.
That was kind of the big attraction. So that was really the first big introduction to the Chili Head community, you know, getting to ZestFest and doing that show. And that was, you know, so yeah, we've only really been full steam for about 3 years. The first three
okay.
years,
yeah, I mean,
kind of building,
but I mean, you have a store and everything too. I mean, you've really gone forward. I mean, headstrong, whammo, this is going to be mine. Let's do this. I think that's cool as hell, dude.
yeah, I've been doing it full time now since January 2013. So about 2 years, I've been doing this full time, and you know, I have a little retail store in the front of my shop and a kitchen in the back, and you know, another part for storage and shipping and that kind of stuff. And, you know, we've been focusing quite a bit in the last year and getting into more grocery stores and, you know, trying to get a few deals like that. And that's been working out real well for our growth. And plus, you know, partnering with a few restaurants and making sauces for them and stuff. And
oh, sure. You're definitely keeping active. I mean, you really have to kind of make yourself known on the scene, and then really start getting your tendrils into the ground and find out, okay, now everybody knows we're here. Now let's get serious, and let's get into a couple of stores, get on some shelves, and let's see what we can do. And that's probably where you're at now, and you're doing very well at it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're having fun. I got, you know, my brother works with me full time. You know, my sister does a lot of the marketing. She goes and does demos at the grocery stores and, you know, make sure that the shelves are stocked. And I have another
sure.
friend that works for me part-time named Duster. And, you know, we're just having a lot of fun, you know, making products.
Well, fun, you know, and that's that, you know, I think this industry has a lot to do with that. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into that's involved in any kind of industry, and hot sauce industry included. But to be able to have fun at what you're doing, man, that doesn't come around too often. I mean, yeah, I got a regular corporate suit job, but not during the day. That's all fine and dandy. But I mean, but to have fun at work, it's not work anymore. I mean, it sounds cliche, but it's so damn true.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm right there. That's good. I love it. I think I've always had the spirit, the entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, I've wanted to do something like this, you know, since I was probably 18. You know, and it didn't happen early on. You know, I actually had a couple ventures that, you know, I started up and didn't work out. And you know, this just happens to be the thing, it seems. So.
That's cool. No, we're glad to have you part of the industry. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, there's such a camaraderie. I'd say it almost every week. Yeah, I know. But I mean, everybody gets along. Now, you got a couple of douchebags, but like 99% of the people in the industry are cool as hell, and they're there to help you out. If you got any questions, they're there to answer it. It's not like you're going up, oh, that's a competitor guy. No, it has nothing to do with that crap. You can crack a beer with the guy, discuss the industry, you ask him, bounce some questions also off of him, and 99% of the people will be honest with you and give a real answer back.
Right. I totally agree with you. I've had nothing but, you know, good experiences. And like you said, there's always going to be a few people that think they're more important than they are. And, you know, I just stay away from those type of people and, you know, stick with the cool people like you and, you know, John Hard. And, you know, there's a lot of cool people that, you know, and been doing it for a long time, and they see someone new like me, and it's like they're happy, you know, not, oh, this guy is doing well, let's run him into the ground. It's hey, good job. You're doing well. Let's, you know, everybody's happy for each other. I mean, I'm happy when I see my friends doing well, too. So it's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like you said, there are a couple of sticks in the mud. You can always tell the douchebags in the industry because they're the ones sitting alone at the bar. You know, that's everybody else having a good time with the other part. Yeah. And you know, they stand out like a sore thumb. You see them in any one of the big shows. It's kind of fun to watch. But I'll tell you what, we got a couple of products. You got like over 20. So I definitely want to get some in this, and we'll get back to the behind-the-scenes stuff. But I definitely want to let people know what kind of stuff you got available. So let's just dive right in here, and we'll kind of give a brief synopsis on all these things. Now, you have your sauces is the Lava line. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So we got the Lava line, and you're good. Yeah, you started us off with the Lava line. You're on.
Yeah. Yep. Well, the Lava line. It really, like I said before, it started with the barbecue sauce. It was Lava spicy barbecue and Lava hot scorpion barbecue.
Right.
And that was going fine. And I guess it came from a conversation with John Hard. He's been awesome to me. I mean, he's given me so much help. And we were talking. I said, you know, I really want to get a hot sauce, too, you know, not just the barbecue sauce. And I didn't have a commercial kitchen yet. So he said, well, why don't we work together on one? You know, and he gave kind of some ideas, like a base to start with. And I sent him a big bag of my volcano dust. Basically, it was a special mix for the sauce. And,
sure.
You know, we just kind of put our heads together with his guidance. I came out with my first hot sauce, Chocolate Lightning, which I debated on the name. I knew chocolate was going to be but it has become a conversation piece. You know, customers come up and they're like, oh, I want to try the chocolate one. Well, it's actually a Louisiana style chocolate habanero sauce.
But the upside to that is you tell them they think it's chocolate. Now they're at the booth. Now you sell them something.
Right. Yep. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. That's exactly right. So, you know, so John did my first couple batches of Chocolate Lightning, and then I got my own kitchen. You know, and again, you know, he gave me a lot of guidance with, you know, how do I make small batches, you know, because I don't even have a kettle yet, but I want to start making some small batches. So he gave me some guidance on that. And then I got a kettle. Well, how do I use this kettle? <You know?
laughs> I got one. What do I do with it?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, now I've got a 60-gallon and 20-gallon kettles, and, you know, that works for me right now.
Sure.
You know, I'm not doing huge batches. I'm doing anywhere from, you know, 20 gallons to 40 gallons, usually, size batches. And it seems to be working for me. You know, I'm, of course, thinking about the future and what's going to have to happen next. Probably need more space at some point. But right now we're just doing our thing. And anyways, but the Lava, we started off with some really hot products. My initial ones were, you know, I had the Chocolate Lightning, which had chocolate habanero and ghost and scorpion, and then I came out with a scorpion sauce. And, you know, because my focus, really what made us grow, is the super hot stuff. But I kept running into, man, this stuff's all too hot for me. I can't, you know, I was losing customers because I didn't have any kind of breadth of products. It was all super hot. So the last year or two, you know, we tried to add a few mild options too, using some sweeter peppers or whatnot. So,
well, I noticed the one sauce that really stuck out to me was the one, I think it was the Dia del Sol with the peri peri pepper.
Yeah.
Now that's not really a super hot that, and I'm amazed that not more people use that pepper. I think it's a fantastic pepper. And it won't blow your face off. At least not the description I found online.
Right, yeah, and that's absolutely true. And this is actually our latest sauce. And, you know, some of these sauces kind of come about, I'm not necessarily planning on doing it, but because I'm partnered up with some restaurants, every now and then they're like, well, you know, this one actually came because the food distributor that a restaurant, it's Voodoo Taco, that's the name of they're a startup, fast casual type taco place and really unique food.
Okay.
But they were buying from a food company a sauce kind of like this, a sweet red pepper sauce with peri peri, and they said, you know, we can't get it anymore. What do you think? And I said, well, you know, I'll give it a shot. So I made it for them, and they were like, oh yeah, this is better awesome. Than what we were getting.
Man, and it's got the real touch.
We started using it at the shop, and we're all like, man, we got to throw this into bottles and sell it. I mean, this is a great sauce. So, that was the first sauce we sold out of in Albuquerque. With, you know, I didn't have a ton of it. I took 5 cases, but we sold it all retail. So that was the
Now we got. I see you also have the. You have to have. If you're gonna have super hot, you have to have a Reaper sauce. And I see the first stuff that I saw was the Red Reaper. Now that's got to be hot.
Yep. It is. It's hot, but it's not. It's not ridiculous. You know, a lot of my sauces have good heat, but they're not. You know, I'm not trying to break anybody's face. You know that. So this one, here's the thing. Our local grow last year. I got just tons of this red habanero. I got from a guy, I'm sure you know Jim Duffy, but I got these.
Oh, very well.
Yep. Antilles Red. Yep, this Antilles Red habanero, and we grew about 100 plants. And so I had all these red habanero, and then I also grow, my cayenne is a giant cayenne, and it's a little bit sweeter, juicier cayenne pepper, but I got tons of those. I took those and the Carolina Reaper peppers and put them all together and made it. It's a pepper sauce. It's 3 different peppers and vinegar, spices, little sugar, little salt. So it's, but it's got a real deep, rich red pepper flavor. So
that's cool.
It's been
that's cool now.
Yeah.
Well, I also noticed you're one of the very few companies that I know a lot of people have these, but they're not really companies. There's people playing around the kitchen. But the Aleppo pepper. Now, I remember I had my first one. I think it was the Zest Fest Midwest, the ill-fated show. But the Zest Fest Midwest, Jim Duffy had something with like an Aleppo sauce the first time I had it. And I thought it was absolutely delicious. And we were actually thinking about playing around with the Aleppo and like a wing sauce thing. But that's not a hot pepper either. But, man, does it taste good.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's such a unique flavor. That's where my Aleppo sauce came from. That might have been because I know Jim was going around letting people try my Aleppo sauce.
That was yours. Oh, very cool.
That sauce. Yeah, it probably was because that's I work pretty closely with Jim when I was first really getting to expand. He helped me out. Getting a lot of peppers and getting seeds, and you know he's sure. been a big influence on our business as well. So he came to me and said, "Look, these Aleppo peppers taste great. You should do something with it." So he sent me some, and we played around and found a good mix, and that's where the Aleppo sauce came from. So
that's very cool. That's very cool.
I think it's a great it's a great pepper. A real unique flavor.
Cool, and now also detuned a little bit on the heat. I noticed the green Vulcan. It's like a jalapeno. The description of it sounded more like a table sauce where everybody could use it, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, nothing hotter than a jalapeno in it, and then right below that, I got my mild taco sauce, and that's just what it sounds like. I mean, it's a taco sauce and it's mild. And I mean,
imagine
that's
that.
And that's actually my milder sauce, but that's been going over really well. And like I said before, you know, several of these sauces have been born because of special requests. People are like that taco sauce. That's the Voodoo Taco again. They said, you know, we need a mild baseline taco sauce, and so I came up with this instead of using. You know, I used some fresh ingredients, fresh onion, fresh garlic, instead of just using dried. And I think it gives it just a little bit of specialness. A lot of people say it tastes, you know, basically like Taco Bell taco sauce. Which, whatever.
Hey, whatever. Yeah, yeah, shoot them.
You said
certain, like some, oh, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, now we have that little delay thing. I never know. It's a little rough, but we're getting by it. Now, you said things are made for a purpose. Now, I noticed we're going to go back to the sauces, but I noticed it was Jay's Ghost X Scorpion Dust. Now, that wouldn't be the infamous JT.
It is that's the name of the J. That is
okay.
The son of a farmer in Pennsylvania that developed this particular hybrid. It's a hybrid between the Ghost and Scorpion, and it's just a very hot hybrid. I usually don't deal a lot in hybrids because they tend to be a lot less stable. But this one, I fell in love, especially the peach Ghost Scorpion. It's super hot and it has great flavor, and so I always grow, 20 plants or so, and just enough to keep a dust in stock. So it's not a huge seller,
okay.
But it's a fun variety. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's because I had to ask because I know Jay Tiffin is probably listening out there. He's been around forever. I don't know if that was named after him or not, so I had to ask. But now, getting back to the sauces, you also use the Aji pepper, which not a lot of people know about as well, which I find kind of cool too. But I have to ask, what is an aronia berry?
Aronia berry is it's a new super fruit. That, it's a lot like a lot of the other superfruit berries, but it's grown kind of locally here in the Midwest. Probably about 30, 40 miles away from me is the first aronia berry farm where they were commercially growing it and processing it. It's available here in this area. I don't know how much it's, spread throughout the country or if people even know about it, but it's basically a tart berry, dark colored berry that just adds a little depth of flavor to the
I saw the name, I'm like, I've never heard of that. I gotta ask. You took one of your volcano dust and actually made it into a sauce. I guess that'll be volcano dust 2, the hot sauce. That sounds kind of neat. What did you use, like your original sauce and mix it with the volcano dust 2?
Well, what it is, my original product, go backwards where, it was the volcano dust was my original product. And so I had Volcano Dust 1, which was smoked habanero and cayenne, and then I had Volcano Dust 2, which is probably my overall most popular product, which is smoked habanero, cayenne, and red and yellow ghost pepper. I guess I just thought what started me and what kind of made us grow was our smoked habanero, the Volcano Dust. So let's make a sauce to kind of pay homage to that original product. So it has a base of our smoked habanero, which we smoke ourselves. We take fresh habanero and smoke it on a smoker. So I take the smoked habanero, and then it's got cayenne mash and ghost pepper powder. And that's how we make the sauce. And it's, just some onion and garlic and lemon. And it's a real delicious, very, very smoky sauce. And it's quite hot, too, because it's probably, I'd say at least 70% peppers in that particular sauce. It's got a lot of smoked habanero in it. So it's a
very
nice
cool
hot sauce and good flavor.
Cool. And now you've also got you also have a line of like dry spice blends as well, which I thought was kind of cool. You had like the rub, the Route 66. The rub sounds like that. I was trying to find out, what would you use that on? I was looking at the ingredients, like, God, that sounds like I could use it on something, but I couldn't quite figure out what I could use it on.
The rub, from I've experienced with a lot of different stuff, it goes best on steaks and hamburgers. You get a little bit of almost like a gravy because of the sugars that are in it. It's got some maple and brown sugar. That's the main thing I use it for, but my wife cooks with it almost every day because it's a fairly mild product, and she's a spice wimp. She won't eat anything hot, so that's the only product she'll use. but she uses it on all kinds of stuff. For me, I'd probably use the Cajun spice blend more regular. It's more of a all-purpose sauce with just a little cayenne pepper, and but the rub is a sweeter one, and to me it lends itself for either beef or, you know, maybe something like salmon. We use it on salmon quite a bit. It's a good
okay.
Good,
I can see that.
For that.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Now I have to pay homage to you. I must bow at your feet for this one, because I in my wildest dreams, it seems so simple, but nobody's ever done it before, at least that I know of, a hot Italian blend for pizza. No more that crappy the seeds and the red flake things that are really go. You did it right, son. You did it. I am ordering one of these.
I'll tell you what, I'll have one on hand for you in New York. I'll give it to you for having me as a guest.
Oh, I appreciate it. No, that's just, I'm like, it's so simple and stupid. No, I've never heard of anybody that actually ran with it. And there it is. It stared me right in the face. I was really happy.
You know, it's just so much fun having my own kitchen. And I got access to all these peppers because we grow, you know, last year we grew about 3,000 plants. And, you know, I just had so many peppers. I'm just like, I was like a kid in a candy store, man. I also made an oil with the Aleppo, dried Aleppo peppers. I took some peanut oil,
oh, nice.
Little salt, garlic. And I only sold, there's a lot of stuff that I make that's not even on my website. You have to come into the store.
Gotcha.
It's a little bit of a perk for local people that travel to my store. So
sure.
I make some real kind of unique things just to get people into the store. We make a fresh salsa. Every week we make about, I'd say, on average, 30 to 40 gallons of salsa a week, some for a
nice.
Restaurant and some for us to sell here in the store. So
very cool.
It's nice. Yeah.
Well, not only do you have these dry spice blends, sauces, and the volcano dust and stuff, you dabble in candies as well.
Yeah. Well, that actually started. I dabble in too much stuff. You're right, but the scorpion stingers, those actually you remember I told you about that first Zest Fest?
Yes.
I actually shared a booth with Madison Chocolatiers. And that
aren't you
was,
lucky?
I couldn't quite afford, you know, the full money, and I really wanted to do the show, and they said, well, you know, since it's your first year, we'll let you just split a booth with, you know, and there's another company that wants to split a booth, and it happened to be Madison. And, you know, we got to know each other, and I said, you know, why don't you take some of my scorpion powder and see what you come up with? I said, make me a hot candy. So they made the scorpion stinger caramels for me, and they're awesome. And they have a real good, you know, some real nice heat. They also make my scorpion peanuts. And then I make, we make a few just little things just playing around a cluster. So I take those scorpion peanuts that they make for me, and then we make chocolate clusters out of them. And then my brother really wanted to make some pretzels, some Reaper pretzels. So we just put a little Reaper powder into some chocolate and coat some pretzels. And you know, we did these for our holiday market. We do a big holiday market. You know, we made them for that, and people loved them, so, you know, we kept making them. So
That's cool. You said it must be a really good perk being near you guys. If you have a whole bunch of stuff that's not even on the site, you know. Now that's what I was going to ask you was my next one. I mean, do you have anything in the works that you kind of want the world to know about? I mean, anything that's you're already getting ready to launch, you might want to tell people about, or is it kind of like Willy Wonka? You don't want to let them know until the wrappers are made.
There's really nothing. The only thing I would really kind of point people to is this Dia de Sol, and you had already kind of mentioned it. It's just an amazing sauce. It's loaded with sweet red peppers, and then the peri peri pepper for just a little bit of heat, and then I actually do a bit of an emulsion. So I take the oil and the lemon juice, and I blend the heck out of it, and then I add it to the peppers and everything, and so it's kind of a creamy sauce, and it's just friggin' great on everything. I mean, we sold out of that by Sunday morning down at the Albuquerque show, and it's just gone over really, really well. And I personally, even though it's not as hot as I usually like a sauce, it's just tastes so good that I use it every day pretty much. So I would say
well,
that.
Well, I mean, if it's selling well, it doesn't matter if you like it or not, dude.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The other thing I wanted to say for your listeners, I'm doing a special 20% off with the code DEFCON. So they can go on my website.
Oh, now you're making me blush, dude.
Plug in the code DEFCON, and they're going to get a 20% discount anything on my site. So.
Oh, you're very cool. Wow, that's cool. That's very cool.
Wanted to throw that in. Yeah.
You start out basically doing a bunch of farmers markets. I mean, do you still do that as well?
I do. We do two farmers markets. There's one on Saturday and one on Sunday on the weekend. You know, here, and you're familiar, I mean, we're not in California where we can do markets year-round. So that starts up in May and goes through usually the second weekend in October. It's just so awesome having my brother working with me, and he's been working with me now for about a year and a half, and you know, I've trained him on all the shipping. He can do production of most of the stuff. You know, I sent him a class to get certified for the better process control and for acidified foods and stuff, and so it's just so much better because I can go away, and he can do the markets, he can run the store,
yep.
He can, you know, make things that we need made, and it was such a huge burden to go anywhere for even a day or two because I'd get so backed up on everything, you know. So
we don't make our own stuff. Of course, we got them Dorfin Farms doing our stuff. But I mean, Maggie's working at the cop shop, so she's got really weird hours. So it's me and her. And I mean, on the weekends are basically mine during the day, and I spend my nights and stuff with Maggie. But I mean, I love doing the markets. Mm-hmm. You're getting out of the house, you're talking to people. You got regular people coming up all the time buying stuff. I mean, telling their friends about it, cracking a couple of beers with them, and making money at the same time. I mean, it's kismet.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. This is coming up on our sixth year, and 4 years I've been doing the two Saturday and Sunday. I mean, when I was doing this all on my own, I was working a full time job. I was trying to keep up with production. I was doing Saturday and Sunday markets, so you can understand why I appreciate the help so much.
Most definitely. If I could do markets like 7 days a week, I would do it. But I mean, around here, the weekday markets, they're kind of a little slow. Everybody's looking for the meals ready to eat kind of thing, the prepared foods. We don't go that route. It's the weekends that are really the good markets around here. So it would be kind of a waste of time for me to hit the markets during the week.
Right. Yeah. Same here. We just do the weekend ones. I know. I was talking to down in Albuquerque. I was talking to Scott Zalkin. A lucky dog, and pretty much, you know, he's in California, so he does markets pretty much every day.
It's climate.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, I suppose I would too if, you know, if I lived in, you know, where it was warm all the time and people were always doing stuff outside, but, you know, we've got our own little store now, so that helps, you know, we can sell.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Oh, yeah. Now, you had mentioned you're going to be doing the Hot Sauce Expo. It's going to be a lot of fun. You did that last year?
Yeah, I've done since they started. So I've done the last 2 years.
Oh, no shit.
We did the outdoor.
Oh, wow. I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Wow, okay. I never really got out of the booth to talk to anybody.
No, I hear you. I'm pretty low-key, too. So, you know, I kind of just do my thing and whatever. So, you know, I decided to try it out with, and actually it's kind of an interesting story, how I did the first one. I wasn't going to do it. But you know, I was in Columbus for that North Market, show, and, you know, Steve and Johnny were there, and you know, Buddha, I'm sure. Buddha's like, why aren't you doing New York? And I said, hey, you know, I can't afford it. I can't ship out a pallet and all that kind of stuff. I'm too small. And he's like, well, give somebody your leftover sauces at North Market, and they can take it back. So, you know, back then, Madison, Ricky and Renee, were living in Jersey, and they were at North Market. They're like, yeah, you know, we'll just take it with us, and then, you know, we'll meet you out there. So,
well, I mean, those Madison Troublemakers, I mean, they're such nice people, too. I mean, the both of them are Renee, and there's awesome people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely one of my favorites. And then, you know, they moved from Jersey, so last year. Oh, we're getting cut off.
Nah, you hear in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah, music's coming on. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm not done with questions for you. I still got a page of questions to ask you, but I'm going to get you back on here for a second show. Would you be up for it?
Oh, yeah, sure. I had a blast talking to you, man.
Okay, cool. I'll see you in about a month, though. Yeah, about a month and a half.
All right, I'll buy you a beer on your birthday.
Oh, there you go. I love you, man. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it, dude.
All right, John. Take care.
Yep, take it easy, man. Okay, folks, there's the music. Gotta wrap it up. I'd like to thank Tim Baden from Volcanic Peppers for joining us tonight. I look forward to seeing him at the future events about a month and a half at the good old New York show. We here at Def Con Sources wish him the best in the future. Seems like he's got his hands full, but he's doing it the right way. Check him out at www.volcanicpeppers.com. The next show will probably be in a couple of weeks. Once I figure out how to run it myself, to think we'll be transmitting from the hallowed halls of the Def Con compound. Well, that'll about do it, guys. This is John Dilley, Supreme Dark Overlord of DEF CON Sauces, creators of the finest wing sauces, habanero horseradishes, and dry rubs. Bidding everyone a good night. Check us out at DEFCONSauces.com. So, until next time, when we pull another slightly twisted individual out of the culinary maelstrom of hot sauces, barbecue, and chili, same bat time, same bat channel. Have a good night, everybody. I'm out of here.
On the leather vest, and every outlaw biker that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bumped me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allan Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. K3 knows me, and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops for my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time. I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. My toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This a midnight rider. Call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and 1%ers, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter. Real bad motherfucker, I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn. Cause I'm a
whiskey-drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.